Next case, please.
Next application is case number 11508. The application of Carol and Paul Segay. Probably said that wrong too, excuse me if I did. The site is west of Coastal Highway Route 1, being west of Hassel Avenue and east of Lagoon, and being Lot 83, second addition to Bayview Park Subdivision, with a 911 address of 34969 Hassel Avenue Extended, Bethany Beach, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 134, map 2011, parcel 23. But to be more specific, this application references a requesting a 0.5 foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback requirement, requesting a 6-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback requirement, and requesting to raise the dwelling above base flood elevation. And we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we did receive one mail return on this application.
Thank you, Mr. Link. All right, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yeah. John Tomlinson, 38267 Keenwick Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm here to represent them. They're out of town, and they asked me to stop by. I'm going to be their contractor if this goes. But they're trying to raise the house. Right now where it sits, it's encroaching a little. And
okay.
It's got a block foundation. It's kind of like a half basement. And it got flooded during Sandy, so they want to bring the whole floor up, bring the house up 6 feet. And then they want to extend the front 6 feet to make a bathroom, bedroom, kitchen longer, because they built this as a summer home originally. Now their mother is going to move in, and she's a little bit disabled, so they're trying to make the kitchen a little more accessible in the bathroom and the bedroom.
You see, you're requesting 3 variances. Okay, we'll see if there's any questions from members of the board. We're going to start with you, Mr. Rickard, first.
You say you're just going to add on?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you, you have a second floor?
Yes.
Okay, that's the reason you're raising it for sure.
Yeah.
It says, so you see plans and specs. It says proposed addition, 8-foot addition. What is that going to be?
On the front.
Yeah, what is that going to be? Bedrooms or?
It's going to be kitchen, bathroom, and the next floor is a bedroom coming out 8 feet, additional 8 feet.
So that's where the proposed covered landing.
There's steps out the front. Did they give you a survey with that on there?
I have the survey. Mm-hmm. I'm asking you whether.
Yeah, the covered landing.
You're going to cover that porch.
Right.
Okay.
And that's in that 6 foot.
That's okay.
Oh, okay.
No other questions,
Mr. Workman?
Are you going up 2 stories with it?
We're going up 6 more feet. The existing dwelling's 2 stories.
Okay.
Yeah.
The one you're proposing, are you going up 2 stories with that too?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're how high are you coming off the elevation at 6 more feet?
Right now it's
from
about
what it was,
5 feet.
Feet.
Yeah.
And you're going up 6 feet? So
yeah.
You'll be 11 feet then?
Right. Right.
Okay. No other questions?
All right, thank you, Mr. Workman. Mr. Mills?
Yeah, Mr. Linker, we're just looking for a side yard variance and a front yard variance, right?
Correct. We included the reference to the height requirement for the dwelling. We didn't have the specific, unable to contact the applicant for the information. We didn't know how tall the dwelling had existed to make sure we were within the 42-foot.
Okay.
So we incorporated that as an additional comment to get that question answered there at the board.
Okay.
How tall is the structure now?
I did check it. It's going to be under 42 feet with the addition.
That's what we were concerned about that.
Yeah.
We couldn't get a direct answer, so we put it on as a variance request.
Yeah, it's going to be under 42.
Okay, so that variance won't be required?
No, as long as it's under 42.
As long as it's on, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so that can take off. Okay. Any further, Mr. Mills?
No, no other questions.
Mr. Ellis?
No questions.
Can you explain a little more about this addition and I guess the use and accessibility by the applicant's mother?
Well, I'm just saying she uses a walker now, and they expect in the near future a wheelchair. So they just, right now the kitchen's very small, and there's a small bathroom in the bedroom. That 8 foot is going to be a whole new bathroom. We're going to eliminate the bathroom in that bedroom, so it gives it more room for her.
So something for like wheelchair accessibility issues?
Yep.
How about access to the home? Will there be a need for a ramp or an elevator or anything like that?
No, they figure they can get her up the steps fine, but she's not going to be going in or out.
Okay. So the addition is specifically to accommodate her needs. Is that right?
That plus the fact that, like I said, when they did build this originally, it was going to be a summer home, but now they're full time, and it's kind of small as it is now. So,
is there a way the home could be moved on the lot in such a way that it could comply?
No. The foundation that's in there now, it's all concrete floor foundation. You'd have to tear all that out and move the house.
So they want to continue with the same foundation?
Yeah, keep that foundation.
Okay. Are there issues? Are they going to be parking? Are they going to be able to park underneath it?
They'll be able to park right in front.
Right in front.
Yeah.
And do you believe the lot is unique in its shape and location to the lagoon?
Well, the road's on a circle, so kind of cuts. They're 26 foot, I believe, with the variance. They're 26 foot in the center, and it's a little less on the sides. But they, as far as the water, they're 20 feet in from that, I believe. And
are there flooding issues on the property, though?
There was during Sandy. Yeah, this first floor, like I said, 3 foot of this is like a half basement, and it was full of water, and that's where it's pumped and
So that's why they want to get it up,
yeah.
And that's created some of the need for the variance.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Okay. I have no further questions.
And are there any further questions?
Where are your AC units? You have, I imagine you have it.
When the new ones?
Yeah.
When they do them, they're going to be under the front porch.
They're going to be under the front porch. Okay.
Oh, okay. I'll take care of that in a moment.
Okay, no other questions. Okay.
Any further questions? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe you have addressed the standards. I believe you've been asked some of the standards. Do you know what the standards are? Do you have a copy of the...
Maybe this is what she gave me.
You can read it into the record.
I don't know if that's what you...
Let me see what you have.
Give it to the secretary.
She told me she gave everything in that you needed.
Now, these are... Most all the questions are... Some of them are answered no. Some have details. Number three was no answer on that one. That's the one about creation by the applicant. So you want to read those into the record, and the board may be able to ask that additional question.
Yes.
If you just go up and read all of them. I'll prime you.
There you go. Thank you, Mr. Lank.
The first question relates to uniqueness, and she basically says, I believe what I saw was no.
No.
So there's, under that, under A, it says unique physical circumstance or conditions such as irregularity, narrowness, and challenge. I think they've answered that question already in his statements,
right,
about
I heard
the size,
that.
Shape of the lot.
The shape and the need.
Right.
And the need because
right.
of flood.
The second one was unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty due to the unique conditions. She also says no on that question.
Right.
If I read that right. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Number two, cannot otherwise be developed. And she had comments there, if you can read those.
On the second page?
On her notes, it says number two.
Number two, okay. Oh. would like to extend house toward the east facing the road entrance. Cannot extend out to the sides due to the standard 10-foot setback. The living room and dining room areas are toward the west water. Do not need those enlarged. Side variance requested 1 inch south side. The house was originally built 1981, was over the setback allowance. We were not made aware of until recently when the survey was done. Therefore, we were requesting the variance in order to comply with the regulations. And B, as yes, as present, two adults are living in the house, which was built as a summer vacation home, and involved in permanent full-time residence, with space very limited. The extra space is needed to bring more comfort in the bedroom and bathroom. In the near future, it is expected that an elderly parent with a medical condition will be brought to the home. Spaces will also need to accommodate this person. Okay, four. No, most houses currently being built are improved and much larger, higher than the plans for this house. Hopefully the improvements to this house will increase value to the neighborhood. And five is yes. The space is needed to bring more comfort for the current residents and home and accommodate the additional adult in the future. And it is also planned to raise the house to alleviate the further damage due to storms, as is the case during Sandy. I think that's it.
I think the question that she did not answer was number three, that the variance requested or the unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty cannot have been created by the applicant. You've given reasons as to why you feel that you have it's not created by the applicant. You're trying to improve it to bring it under coop. Is that correct?
I really don't know how to answer that for her, but
I guess here's a question for you.
Okay.
The need for the variance, would you is it your position that the need for the variance was created due to the flooding of the property, and that's why the house needs to be elevated?
Yes.
And that there's a need for an addition to accommodate the applicant's disabled mother, and that has led to a need for the property, the structure to go into the front yard setback further than it previously existed?
Yes.
And those situations were not created by the applicant?
Right. That, Mr. Lang? Did you hear that?
Yep.
Okay.
Jennifer.
Okay. Mr. Briggs? Satisfied?
Satisfied.
Okay. Then again, Chair will call for a motion.
Well, certainly, you've had some help here, and you've answered them very well, okay? And with that standard for granting a variance, you have to have that to have us rule on, whether you're going to get the variance or not. So based on what we just heard and what you just told us about the standards for granting a variance, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,508. There is uniqueness to the property because you've met the variances, okay? Uniqueness to the property, of course, is the shape of the property is apparent also, and also the uniqueness of raising your home up to meet the flood zone property requirements. A variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship, of course, has been discussed, and you have answered that the right way, okay, that has not been created by you, the applicant. The variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is minimum that will afford relief.
That was second to that motion.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,508. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,508 is approved.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir.